It's New Music Friday. Your home for the best music of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Distorted View Radio. Never opened with a love song before. Hey freaks, it's Friday, January 25th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, guess which state a couple found Jesus Christ in a potato? I'll give you one guess, and it rhymes with Blow Rita. Plus, which celebrity wants to rock the crotchless panty look at 60? And why did you place my penis on my stomach? Also, where's my head? All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. Have a great show for you. At the top of the program, that song, Special Snatch, you've probably never heard it before, and here's why. The man who recorded it was a schizophrenic. Yes, Jerry Generic, who is a great Distorted View listener and always sending me stuff, decided to enter this into the Sideshow Contest for those Amazon.com gift certificates. Apparently, the lead singer of this band, named Elite, is a diagnosed schizophrenic and, surprise, surprise, a heavy recreational drug user. And his name, Jerry Generic says, I shit you not, Skip Skiffington. He says, while I was working as a screen printer, I met this guy on several occasions when he would come in to order t-shirts. At the time, he was in his late 40s and living with his parents. Of course he was. Now, the song, Special Snatch, is actually like 6 minutes long, so I will go ahead and upload it to the Sideshow site so you members can download it if you want to hear the whole song. And I have a feeling many of you probably will want to hear the whole thing. It's pretty ridiculous. And the great thing is, Jerry also says that there's other great classic songs from this band, such as Cum Guzzler, I Need a Hole, Black Bitch, In Sync, Goose 'em Up, and I Am the Coxman. Wow, they all sound great. Jerry, if you could send along some of those to me, I'd love to post them on the Sideshow feed for my paying freaks. Also coming in with a submission, our very own Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl Murkowski found a, I guess this is a British television show called The Dark Side of Porn. It's a series, and the clip that Cheryl sent me is it's all about fisting, which, you know, I love gay fisting. And apparently in this clip, there's some leather daddy, I guess, who charges $100 for a fisting session. You know, like, if you want to get fisted, you pay this guy $100, and he'll, you know, ram his hand in your asshole, wrecking it forever. Let's take a listen to just a little bit of this. See what we got here. Chains, of course.
I tend to wear leather because the beauty of leather is if you get anything down it, it wipes off. I mean, look, there's remnants of something there. I don't know what that is. It's some sort of shite, grime, or what. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got shit. He's got shit on his leather pants, and he's like picking at it. So disgusting. Anyways, the interviewer asks him what the procedure is for this fisting session.
I don't know what to expect. That's why I'm a little edgy. I mean, you know, the moment I drive my fist up his ass, it might be end of story. He will experience a lot of discomfort, and I'm not going to stop.
Wow, discomfort. That's kind of putting it mildly.
Experience a lot of discomfort, and I'm not going to stop, because I told him, once I start, I'm not going to stop. So unlike a...
That's called rape, I think.
So unlike a, you know, a beating session, we're not going to go down that route where he'll say the break word, we'll stop.
Calamity.
We're going to go through it. He's got to go through that pain barrier. Got to
break through that wall.
So, and he's
that
gagged.
Anal wall. Did you hear that? He's gagged, too.
So, and he's gagged.
He really doesn't want this guy to say the safe word.
I'm gagging him because I don't want him shouting the break word. So we're going to go there.
You're going to get raped.
And is he paying you for this?
Oh, hell yes.
Yes, he's paying for the experience.
How much is he paying you?
It's 100.
That's not bad.
So whether it lasts an hour or whether it lasts 10 minutes, I don't, in my experience, I don't think it'll last that long. I think it'll be quick,
and
firm,
painful. Painful.
But fair.
You left out painful.
Like I always am.
Oh my god. Ah. He's putting on the rubber gloves. Ah, and lubing up his hands. Oh, great audio. A lot of preparation for fisting, my friends. All right, now we've reached the main event, and unfortunately the cameras were not allowed to witness that. However, there were mics involved, so we get to hear what's going on with the fisting session.
Take it.
Oh.
It's gonna hurt. Now stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a fist in there. He's trying to say the safe word.
Relax. Relax.
Relax. There's a fucking fist in your ass. There's no relaxing.
Take it out. Count to three.
All right, now, this next part, God, I wish this was a video cast, and I wish I could show this type of stuff to you guys, because you really have to see it to believe it. We are now taken back down into this guy's dungeon. The fistee has left, and what's left is just a sea of shit. There is shit all over the floor. There is shit all over the crucifix, all over the dude's gloves, which he's taking off right now. Good move.
It's just part of the human nature, human cycle.
Oh, well, come on. The dude should have taken an enema or something first.
What's disgusting about it?
It's shit.
Don't judge me.
Defensive.
Don't judge me.
All right, so he comes back downstairs with a paper towel, which just, you know, smears the shit around, and let's listen to him clean up the poop. He's doing the...
It's all down the crucifix.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shit is all down the crucifix.
That's blasphemous.
Well, of course it's blasphemous. It's blasphemous to have a fucking thing like that in the first place.
Touchy.
I don't need you to remind me of that. Huh?
just hope God does forgive me, you know?
This dude has got some issues, man. I'm sorry. If you've got a crucifix in your house that has somehow been used to fist another human and is now covered in shit, gonna take a little bit of work before you're on God's good side again. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives. It's over 3 years of audiophonic stupidity, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast, and more. Like today, I'm going to be uploading Special Snatch. It's a great song. I hope I can add some more of this dude's work to the sideshow if... Jerry will be so kind as to email them to me. So sign up now, support the show, superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Of course. The same state that found the Virgin Mary in an Eggo waffle and B. Arthur in a Triscuit now brings us Jesus in a potato. Pastor Renee Brewster and her husband Bishop Winston Brewster are a very spiritual couple. Read cuckoo. But the sight of their savior in a potato has reinvigorated their faith and their desire to help others. Really? Reinvigorated? Your Lord and Savior decided to show up on a fucking potato. What does that say about him? That's Jesus on the cross. Just looking at it, I don't have to convince, said Renee. Renee says she had been looking for an excuse to get out of making potato salad. Come on. I was hesitant about making the potato salad because Sister Frankie makes the potato salad at church, and I said, Lord, if it's not for me to make potato salad, then send me a sign. All right. Jesus has to have something better to do with his time. And if he doesn't, I gotta tell ya, Christianity is in a whole shit ton of trouble. Yes, so apparently Sister Frankie makes the potato salad at church, and this woman didn't want to. She thought she got her sign right off the bat. The first potato I split in half and put it to the side because it looked rotten. It was her 10-year-old granddaughter who made her give the potato a second look. My granddaughter said, Granny, did you see that in the middle? I said, what? And taking a closer look, she saw the cross with Jesus in the middle. It's remarkable. Even when I cut the good part off, the cross ended up being shaped like a tomb from long ago. Thank God Jesus sent down the sign. My child, you shall make the potato salad. Pastor Brewster froze the heart of that potato-bearing Jesus. The rest was used to make the potato salad served during their weekly rescue mission. How was the potato salad? Quote, it was good. It was the best you ever made. It was almost as good as Sister Frankie's, said Bishop Brewster. This cannot be real. I cannot believe the AP or Reuters or any news wire service would actually report this. I just feel like maybe there's some other stuff going on in the world that you could report on, as opposed to Jesus in a potato. You've got to devote more news coverage to Sister Frankie's potato salad. It's important people know about this. All right, the potato did more than feed them physically. It nourished them spiritually and helped reinvigorate their mission. The holiday season was there, and we didn't know how in the world we were going to be able to bless, but we did, and when this occurred, it gave us this extra motivation, that intuition, hey, we're not in this alone, said Bishop Brewster. I just want people to know God is still as real today as he was back then. There are countless instances in the Bible where Jesus appeared on fruit or vegetables, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Produce, right? Okay, I just want people to know God is still as real today as he was back then, and he can show up anytime he gets ready, said Pastor Brewster. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Two Eastern Cape Argus men charged with killing and decapitating...
I have your mind. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You're good enough. Life.
You know what Father of the Year David Hasselhoff means? It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
extra.
Mayonnaise.
Drink my nipples.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
Yeah, well, some people find that attractive. Christina Aguilera says that even when she... Okay. Christina Aguilera says even when she's 60 years old, she will still wear crotchless panties. That deserves an ew. The singer donned the chaps during her dirty music video. The pop star says she has no regrets about the raunchy dance routine she used to promote the song and insists that the outfit made her feel empowered.
Lick my stink box.
That's pretty dirty. Honestly, when that video came out, didn't you guys kind of think it was over for Christina? Like, I really thought it was going to be the start of, like, a downward spiral for Xtina. And Britney was on top of the world. She was America's sweetheart. Boy, we had it all wrong, huh? I mean, Christina now is, what, she has a baby, a husband. He's a little ugly, but still, she's doing fine. Britney, on the other hand, every fucking day there's something new coming out. Today, for instance, there's reports that Britney just blowtorched her hand off in an attempt to get to some cocaine under her fingernails. Bald head, melty fingers. She's like the cover of a Weekly World News. Anyways, Christina told Glamour magazine, "I definitely stirred the pot a bit, but I had fun. If it's under the mark of respectability, it's prudish. If it's over the mark, it's slutty. That's really unfair. So I'm happy I've been able to express myself and be on both sides. People have loved it, hated it, been undecided, and have been empowered by it." Who the hell has been empowered by Christina's crotchless panties? "I was only 21, and possibly when I'm 60, if I could still fit in them. At the end of the day, I can say I have a fucking blast. I'm sure your kids would love to see your crotch shots at age 60. Final story we have for you today. Two Eastern Cape Argus men charged with killing and decapitating a man were refused bail by the Grahamstown Regional Court on Thursday. The court heard that the man's penis was also cut off and placed on his stomach. I'm not sure why they would do that. Maybe it's insulting to lay your penis on your stomach. I would think it would be more of an insult or more dramatic if they took his penis and, like, put it in, you know, his own mouth from his decapitated head, right? That's more dramatic. Or up his ass or something. Yeah, that'll show. I'm not on his stomach. That's almost, like, dainty or something. Probably put the penis on a doily. See? Now it's respectable. It's a conversation piece. You put a doily underneath anything, it classes it right up. Here's a helpful decorating tip for you from your friends here at Distorted View. Yes, Regional Court Magistrate Dion Coates said the two accused were not impressive witnesses, ouch, and had been dishonest with the court about their previous convictions. Neither of the two suspects have fixed addresses, and this is a Schedule 6 offense, which is very serious. It sounds serious. Oh my god, Schedule 6. That sounds like something from a sci-fi movie, like Logan's Run or something.
Warning, Schedule 6 offense in Sector 13B. All authority personnel, please report to Platform Alpha Northern. Postscript.
Soylent Green is people!
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Isaac Hyde. According to local media reports, the body was so decomposed that police had difficulty in determining the sex of the corpse. There was a penis on its stomach. That might be a clue. Jessica Fletcher on the case. The investigator added, "The condition of the body was badly decomposed and hardly recognizable. It was only later that I noticed the man's penis had been cut off and placed on his stomach." It's right on his body. How long could it have taken you to see that? I gotta tell you, performance reviews are up in like 3 months. I'm worried for you, honestly. Let's get with the program, okay? That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, Tim. Last show you mentioned the Moment of Truth. I read that it was originally done in Colombia.
Yes,
but it was,
I did.
Pulled off the air because one of the questions was, "Have you ever put a hit on your wife?" And one of the guys said, "Yes." So it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I think it was actually a woman, right? And then the man like fled. I don't know exactly what the details were, but yeah, you're absolutely right. And I got to tell you, I saw the show yesterday. And I was kind of disappointed by it. The promos were better than the show itself. And here's why. They take way too long to get to the good questions. And the pauses in between the answers, or the answer given, and then, you know, the woman voice saying true, false, and I realize they're building suspense, but Jesus Christ, it's like a 5-minute wait. Just everyone's just on the edge of their seat. It'll be like, you know, have you ever cheated on your wife? And then the guy, and then they go to show the wife in the audience or whatever, and then they go back to the guy, and he's sweating, and he goes, no. And then the suspenseful music comes, and everyone's just waiting. True. So stupid. But yeah, and what they need to do is they need to start with horrible questions and then just get even worse. Like, they can't expect to ask questions like, have you ever peeked at a coworker's post-it note on their desk when you shouldn't have? Who wants to hear? No one cares about that. You're going to lose interest. The first question should be, like, have you ever thought about lynching a black person? You know, something like crazy. Get your attention. And then they can do, like, a normal question. And then, you know, just throw some spice in there every once in a while. Start strong and go from there. That's what I say. I should be a consultant on that show.
You're a fucking bobblehead doll, man. Contrary to what you said on your video cast from New Year's, yes. You're a fucking bobblehead.
I'm not sure what that means.
Hey, Tim. First time caller, long time listener, sideshow freak. I think I may have found a loophole in your plan there for the fat man. How you said you were going to buy everybody a car if he weighs less than you do.
Right.
Now, what happens if the fat man dies between now and the end of the year? Was it the weight of his decomposed corpse? You know, what if that's less than you? Does that still count? You might want to look into that one, bro.
Tim, I have three things to tell you. One, I just had a free burrito.
Nice.
Two, everybody just
from Chipotle?
Two, everybody just lost the game. And three, did you know Wang was on the episode of South Park?
Damn you. Ah, yes. Final countdown. Job's theme. Alright, enough with the music.
Hey, Tim, it's Aaron again. I wanted to correct myself. The balls in the blender thing I mentioned on the about the Darwin Award?
Right.
That wouldn't be admissible because that would be on purpose. But a good story from them would be the man in India who was pleasuring himself on a belt on a machine during his lunch break until one day he got him caught. He got his junk caught in the belt sander.
Oh, yes.
Or in the belt from the machine and right. Got his balls ripped off by the machine. Look it up. www.darwinawards.com. Check it out.
What, do you work for them or something?
Hey, Tim, this is Taylor from Georgia, and I just had a brilliant idea.
All right.
We need to introduce the fat man to the anemia community. And I believe this will have a two-pronged effect.
Okay, first of all, that's the ultimate in thinspiration, because these girls are so afraid of gaining any amount of weight if they see that big fat blob. Holy shit.
Fat man might get some valuable weight loss
tips.
Tips.
Like the 2-4-6-8 diet, where the first day you eat 200 calories, the second day you eat 400, and then 600, and then 800, and then you start back over with 200. I learned that from the anemia community. It's entirely unhealthy.
The skinny bitches will just be terrified, and they'll think that they're that fat.
You know what? That would be great. A horror movie for anorexic girls. Just people eating.
Hey, Tim, I don't know why they're working so hard to get these robots these tech robots to talk and give them personalities. I mean, if I wanted to talk to something, you know, I'd be fucking a person.
It's true.
You know, what they really need to work on is a tech robot that's self-cleaning. And, you know, that way I don't have to clean the mess up afterwards.
That's right. One day, my friend, science will evolve.
That's it, Tim. I am
catch up to your dream.
We are going to get you and rip many buttholes in you.
What?
So many buttholes. I'm going to dip you in light paint from the Chinese and call you SpongeBob. We'll see how you like it then. Okay.
Okay, I have no idea what that... He's going to give me so many buttholes I look like SpongeBob.
Hey, Tim. Wow. I was calling one of your underage listeners from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling to tell you about a store that we have in old Colorado City. Called Shoegasm. It's a shoe store, and it's just insane. I don't know how they get away with it, but their commercial is this lady, and she's sitting there putting on shoes, but you just see her face.
Oh, right? Having an orgasm.
And you see her, and she's sitting there, and She's making all kinds of sex noises.
Yeah, girls in their fucking shoes. Did I ever tell you about... I think I told you about my idea for a store. In Columbus, there's a store called Just Pies. And I wanted to open up a store across the street from them called Pie Sexual. And I thought it would really corner the alternative lifestyle market. Or Pie Curious. That's a good one, too. It'd be a store that sells pie and cake. So if you're not sure which way you want to swing... Cute, right? All right, that is all the time. I don't know. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, I've got encrusted shit on my leather pants. Pay no attention. Vote for us a podcast alley. I am appalled to see that we are not in the top 10 this month, so if you have not voted for us in the month of January... Do so now. It takes just a second. PodcastAlley.com. Dig us on Dig.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
My name is Scott Micken, and I like ice skating.